This is Right to Real Love Radio, the number one relationship podcast for Christians that will make you happier and smarter.
Yo, 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 what is going on, real lovers? You guys are in for something amazing today. We got a topic that I have had so many of you hitting me up about, like, yo, Jay, when you gonna finally talk about this? Well, today is that day. But before we get too deep into it, I want to introduce you guys to a very, very special guest. None other than my man, Calvin Purnell Jr. What is going on with you, bro?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man? Life is great. Enjoying every moment of it and just living. How about you? How are things for you?
Yo, man, I love that, man. I second what you just said. That was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. You know, living and loving life, that is one of my aims, is to just enjoy the peace of God as often as possible. You know, sometimes we tend to make ourselves outside of that realm of feeling his peace. But man, I'm operating in it right now, and I'm really excited about our discussion today, man. I think it's going to be a really good one, man. You excited about it?
Definitely excited about it.
All right, cool, man. So we got a really heavy topic, one that I've, like I said, got some real relevance hitting me up. Like, Jay, you need to address this topic on the podcast. I want to know about hearing God's voice and discerning it and all of that good stuff. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, Calvin, is how to hear and discern God's voice. You ready to get into it?
Definitely ready. Excited about this.
All right, man. So let's do it. My first question for you is this. Do you think most people believe that it is possible to truly hear God's voice?
Oh, definitely it's possible to hear God's voice. And I believe most people know that. It reminds me of the cartoons back in the day when you would see a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other shoulder.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah. We definitely hear God's voice because God always tells us the right thing to do. And with that, you know, we have the ability to go that direction, but with free will, we have the opportunity to go the opposite direction. And, you know, a lot of people run into situations where they struggle with that constantly on a regular basis. I know I do, you know, as an example, you know, I can't sit and say, you know, every time I hear God's voice, I do exactly what God tells me to do. I run into roadblocks where I feel like my way is a better way. And then I get shut down after I tried doing things my way, knowing that God told me to take a certain direction. And he proves it every single time. The direction that I took for myself by using my free will was not the right direction. And then I have to follow those steps over again to get myself back on track with God and making sure I take the right steps going forward.
Oh, man. Yo, you hit on some heavy stuff right there. First and foremost, let me just say that you're not alone. I have definitely have had a time or 200 of being in a position where I felt like my thoughts and my way was better than God's way. And I decided to do it my way. And like I tell people, man, I probably hit my head so many times up against the wall when I didn't need to, that it's ridiculous. And thankfully, I'm starting to finally wise up to the fact that there is a right way of doing things. And as you stated, that's listening to the voice of God.
That's true. You know, it's amazing because one day last week, I had to, maybe about 2 weeks ago, I had to run to the store before I had to go to an event. Mm-hmm. And God was like, basically said, yeah, just go to this one store. Everything will be there for you. And you don't have to worry about wasting any time. So, of course, me listening to myself, I said, well, no, let me go to this other store because I might find the product that I'm looking for cheaper at this place. Of course, I didn't find the product at all. So I wasted about a good 30 minutes, had to go back to the direction that God sent me in the first place. And I totally ignored, found the product I was looking for. But, you know, at the end of the day, I wasted time and I kicked myself because I didn't listen to God's direction. And, you know, I find myself in that position, you know, I'm not going to sit here fake in front. I find myself in that position quite often where I get mad at myself because, you know, I heard the direction from God and I tend to take my own steps. And at that point, it's just like, you know what? You have to start listening to God and taking the direction that he gives you because he's not going to waste your time. He's not going to tell you anything wrong. You know, it's sort of like the parent-child situation in relationship. You know, for me, I have 3 kids and, you know, I give them advice on a regular basis. And sometimes they don't follow my advice. And I tell them often, you know, hey, I'm just trying to save you some time and some heartache and some disappointment if you just follow my direction, because the information I'm giving you is not going to hurt you. It's not meant to hurt you. It's designed to help you so that way you don't make some of the mistakes that I've made in the past. And God is the same way. You know, he's our parent. He's telling us what to do, what not to do. And of course, being a kid and a child, you know, you follow your own footsteps at times. And, you know, it's it's difficult because, you know, we find ourselves in being in a disobedient path at times because, of course, we think we know better. And, you know, our kids do the same thing. They think they know better. Oh, you're old. You don't know anything. What do you know? I know a better way. And then you find yourself humbling yourself and eating that humble pie on a regular basis to be in a situation where you say, you know what, God, you were right. I apologize. I should have gone the direction you told me to go in. So it's, again, a humbling experience when you have to tell God he was right.
That is so real. And I want to go back to something that you shared, which was that example that you gave. I'm so glad that you gave that example because I think sometimes people have this misconception of the times in which we're allowed or able to hear God's voice, whatever school of thought that person may have. And you were hearing the voice of God regarding groceries. So let's just point that out. You know, it's not like, you know what, God, I'm thinking about jumping off a cliff and just want to know if this is the right leap that I'm supposed to take. Like, no, I just want to know what store I should go collect the groceries from. He want to make you save some time on things that we may look at and say, that's so small. But I think it speaks to the level of intimacy that God desires for us, is that if he cares about something as minor, I guess, as groceries, then you already know that if we can trust him in that regard, then it only is going to pay off if we're able to trust him when it comes to the big stuff, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's amazing, you know, because, you know, like you said, the small things, what we think are small things, but turns out to be a big thing, because at that point, time was wasted. Money was wasted, too, because you can't discount the fact that driving, you spend money while driving because it's gas. So 30 minutes of driving could equate to maybe 3-4 gallons of gas. And, you know, the prices of gas these days, you figure for me, I drive an SUV, it's like $3.20 a gallon here in Philadelphia. And that's a huge cost. You know, you take about almost like a between $12 and $15 hit in situations like that. And it may be a small amount to some people, but it's a big amount to other people.
Oh, yeah. Something that you just stated reminds me of something that my spiritual mentor was sharing with me recently with regards to our perception of small and big. He was saying that what may seem small to us is always big to God because obedience is tied to it. And whenever being obedient to God is tied to something, it's always big. Because you can be obedient 99% of the time and have that 1% of disobedience. And guess what? It equals 100% disobedience to God. Like, that is just how important being obedient to God is versus what we may be looking at as something so small and so minor. He's not really judging us based on the quote unquote thing, but he's basing it off of, I'm trying to trust you to see if you are going to follow my voice, follow my instruction and obey me. And when we don't, when we procrastinate, when we halfway do something, when we do about 98%, but not all the whole 100, that is a real sign of the fact that we're not truly operating in 100% obedience to God. And to him, that equals 100% disobedience. When I heard that, I was like, man, that's heavy. I never thought about it like that. You know, we often have the perception that, you know, I ain't got to jump and do this immediately. But when God calls us to do something, he expects us to act like immediately. Like, obedience is so huge. So, man, I'm glad that you pointed that out.
Yeah, it's something because, you know, it reminds me of a statement that my friend makes often. Mm-hmm. Basically saying delayed obedience is disobedience. And to
yes,
me,
sir. Yes, sir. You, that's it.
And you hear that, it's just like, you know what? I shouldn't have waited. And, you know, and it's sometimes you do have like that window of opportunity where God is telling you, hey, I need you to take these actions. And you're saying to yourself, well, not right now. And God's like, no, right now. And you're like, I'm not really ready. You know, it's like one of those situations, I guess an analogy is when, you know, you see people jumping double dutch and they're trying to find the right timing to get in the rope and jump. It's that back and forth sway thing. And, you know, you really have to take the leap of faith when God tells you to take that leap, because timing is everything. And, you know, sometimes you run into situations where you delay it and then that window is closed when you say, you know what? All right, I'm ready to take the steps God told me to take. And when you go to take those steps and you try to go through that window, you find out that window is closed and you can't open it. There is no way you can open that window.
Hey, real lovers, I hope you guys are enjoying this discussion. We're just going to take a quick break so I can give a great big old shout out to our Facebook MVPs. These are the people who are in our Real Love community group on Facebook who don't just see the posts, who don't just like the posts, but they actually leave comments and connect and interact with other people who are a part of the group. And that is why they are Facebook MVPs. So it's time for me to give them a huge shout out that they are definitely deserving of. So let me give a huge shout out to Keandra, Morgan, Caitlin, G, Garvin, Desiree, Nadia, Jeanette, Tierra, Chris, Marilise, Victoria, Dree, Brittany, and Michelle. I appreciate all of you for taking the time to not only join the group, not only like the post, see the post, but leave those comments and connect with other people in the group. That means the world to me, and I really appreciate it. Now, if you have yet to join the Real Love Community Facebook group and you'd like to do so, all you have to do is go to righttorealove.com/FBG. That stands for Facebook group. It'll take you exactly where you need to go, and you can become a part of the community too. I look forward to connecting with you over on the FB, and I look forward to us getting back into this discussion. So let's get back into it, right? Right? That's right. And here's the thing, it has a bigger impact on us than it does on God. And I think that's why it's not a small thing, but a big thing, because not to get all deep on the show, and I'm a rail it back after I go here, but God doesn't operate in what we know as chronos or chronological time. He operates in kairos time. It's right. Always right now for God. So when he tells us to do something now, if we don't, it's still now for him, but for us, it's not. Every second that passes, we just miss the now. Now it's later. Now it's later. Every second that passes is no longer operating in the now because we're functioning at chronos time. So that's why it's so important that when God tells us to do something, we have to stop looking at it from the basis of, oh, I'll get to that in 5 minutes, or, you know, I'll do that tomorrow. You know, that's one of the favorite statements. I do that tomorrow. You feel me? Like tomorrow is promised, you know, but I'll be the first one to admit, Calvin, I've always been one of them people where people always say, you know, tomorrow isn't promised. I had to admit to myself one day, like, I don't have that line of thinking. I always think tomorrow is promised. I'm not saying that that's the right way to think, but I've always just had the position like, yo, tomorrow will be here. I'll be able to knock that out tomorrow. But I started to learn that even if tomorrow is there, if God told me to do something today, it needs to be done today.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true. I'm glad you touched on that, too, because like you said, now I started practicing awareness and mindfulness over 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and it teaches you how to operate in the now. To me, you know, I grew up born and raised and went to church, you know, most of my childhood life and into some of my adulthood life. And I just recently started going back after a long time, mm-hmm. a number of years. And I'm, you know, situations come up and, you know, you feel like, you know what, let me just do it when I'm ready. And you say, you know, and then God's like, no, I need you to do this now. And you had those moments of being disobedient and not operating in that now. But recently I pulled myself back into operating in the now and trying to keep my focus on the now, because like you said, tomorrow is definitely not promised. You never know what's going to happen when you walk outside of your door. You're thinking everything is great. And then something happens, you know, yeah. Lord willing, nothing happens, but it's a possibility that something could happen.
That's right.
And, you know, and it's a 50-50 chance every time you walk out through your front door. Even if you don't walk out your front door, it's still a 50-50 chance. You know, when you wake up in the morning, try my best to start my day every single day by thanking God first before I do anything. You know, because a lot of times we run into situations now with the smartphone, social media, and everything else that's going on around us. You know, we get our phones in our hand first thing in the morning and look to see what's going on, see who called, see who texted, see who posted something on social media, see who reached out, you know. You got to give it up to God first thing. You know, you put your feet on the ground and you wake up, you say, Lord, thank you for waking me up. And even before you put your feet on the ground, you need to thank God when you open your eyes, because that's your opportunity for another chance, another day, and to operate in the now. You have to take those steps back and really focus on the now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And here is something that had only from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit download. I know we early on, we haven't even been in here 15 minutes yet, Calvin, but Holy Spirit is always already showing up. Remember how we were just looking at it from the perspective of how you stated, well, we may leave the house and something may not necessarily bad happen to us, but it possibly could, right?
Right.
The Holy Spirit showed me that sometimes it's not always about us. Our disobedience can actually have an impact on other people. And here's the example that he gave me for those people that like biblical examples. And, you know, I love them. Right. Where look at Abraham. when he was told to sacrifice his son, he got him tied up on the altar, got the knife in his hand, ready to lay him out. And God said, Abraham. And what happens if he don't listen, though? He's still alive, but right. Isaac not. You know, he has been slain just the way that they used to slay the goats that were the sacrifices. So right. That's what the Holy Spirit was just revealing to me, is that sometimes we don't even see the quote unquote consequences of our disobedience because it didn't have a negative impact on us. But it's time for us to start taking into consideration that maybe sometimes God isn't telling us to move because it's going to directly benefit us, but it's meant to directly benefit somebody else, somebody that we may know or not know. So being disobedient, not acting when God tells us to do something in the now, it could be detrimental, not just to ourselves, but to other people if we're not careful.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, a lot of times people are always watching, you know, and that's something that I understand. You know, you have to be careful of the things you say, the things you do, mm-hmm. because people are always watching to see what you are doing. And it may not even be someone that you know, someone you're familiar with. When people take the time to see what you're doing, man, it's just, you know, to me, it's just amazing because you impact so many people and you don't even know it, you know, and I try my best to be as cautious, like with my social media posts. You know, there are some times when I see some people posting things and I'm ready to go in and, you know, put my little comment out there based on something someone posted. And I'm saying, you know what, that's not right. I probably shouldn't say that. So I do a lot of deleting. And then I do a lot of times where I'm like, I don't know how this is going to affect someone if I say this, and then what kind of situation it may turn into after that, because of course, other people have an opportunity to see it. Other people have an opportunity to post and make a comment based on some of the things that you say or do. And you just have to be really careful because you just never know who you're affecting or who you're infecting with things you say or do, because it has a great impact on others. And a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times you just don't realize it.
That's so true, man. Oh my goodness, you are talking, like, it's so funny because, like, it seems like we ain't even talked about the topic at hand, but like that just happens when the Holy Spirit comes. He knows what the people need to hear. He knows somebody that's going to be tuning in need to hear what we're talking about, because we'll get back to God's voice in a minute. Like, we're going to get there, y'all, I promise you. But right now, he got us somewhere completely different, and I'm happy to stay here. Hey, Real Lovers, man, oh man, we are kicking off a new series, and this is one that so many of you have been asking for, and I just want to say thank you so much for being patient with me. It took a minute, but we got it done, right? We got it done, and we got it done before the end of this year, too. So I am so grateful to God that we have finally been able to discuss this topic that you guys want to learn so much about, which is hearing and discerning the voice of God. So, man, oh, man, got my man Calvin on the podcast, and I'm so excited for all of the things that we're going to be diving into. So you guys, make sure you come back, check out the rest of the parts. It's going to get good. But today, before we go, I do want to share with you all how to hold yourself accountable. The way you do that when it comes to God and Him speaking to you and you being able to hear and discern His voice, you have to realize that ultimately, if you do have that opportunity of hearing God speak to you, you do have that opportunity to one day be able to discern God's voice. Here's what you have to hold yourself accountable by doing. When God speaks to you, make sure you listen and then you respond with obedience. Because in my mind, I think one of the worst things that could ever happen is we are blessed with the ability to hear God's voice, whether that be audibly through His word, through signs, through any number of means in which He decides to communicate with us. And then He reveals something to us and we don't respond. We don't do as He instructed us to do. We're disobedient as opposed to being obedient. So don't be one of those people who wants to hear God's voice, want to hear His voice, want to hear Him speak to you, want to know how to discern His voice. But then when He finally starts talking to you, you don't respond in a manner of obedience. Don't do that. Hold yourself accountable to be somebody who not only has a desire to hear God's voice, but when He does speak to you, you take the moment, the time, the energy, everything within you to listen to Him. That means you got to be still and you got to be quiet. Stop talking. Allow Him to speak. You listen closely. And then after He's done speaking, if He gave you an instruction, respond to it with obedience. And here's the thing that I learned from my spiritual mentor. It's not just enough to respond with it in obedience and then procrastinate on what He said. No, God expects immediate obedience. So obedience just doesn't cut it either. Keep in mind that it should be immediate obedience unless He told you to wait. If God didn't say wait, You get on that thing and you start immediately being obedient to what God revealed to you. That's everything I got for you guys today. Me and my man Calvin, we'll be back in the next part, and we're going to drop even more good on you, so you don't want to miss out on it. Until then, y'all, stay blessed, live, and love life. Thank God for another podcast. Deuces!